all over the place. And I like to use my computer all over the place. And so there's nothing more frustrating than to want to travel and sit out on the balcony, work with the internet, and have a cable that's only 7 feet. So I bought 75 feet of cable. When you got cable, you can go places. And when you get there, you can do things. And so I had this cable. And it addressed the problem. Now, this cable has been in the drawer for 3 years. And I don't remember why I have it. Because the problem that required this cable no longer exists. Because they now have, sure, wireless Wi-Fi. And it dawned on me, I said, what a stupid idea. Well, why is it a stupid idea? Because when you originally came up with it, it was a brainstorm. But what makes it stupid now is that luggage requirements have changed. And this adds about 2 pounds to your luggage when you can only carry 50. And God spoke to me. He said, there are a lot of things going on in your life that's like that. That you look at them and you're looking for a solution that you think is going to solve the problem. And what you don't realize is that the problem is going to be solved just in a couple of years. And what you thought was a problem isn't even close to being a problem because the solution is so much greater than the problem. And so when I'm looking at my kids and I'm looking at the stuff that's going on in my life and in their life, and I'm thinking, God, what in the world is happening here? And God is saying to me, if you do not stand firm in your faith, you won't stand at all. You got to endure. You need to endure. Tell the person next to you, say, you need to endure. Say it again. Now, I'm going somewhere. I want you to go with me. Please don't drop off at the place that looks hard for you. I want to put a video up on the screen and tell you a little bit about it. Derek Moore is the chaplain for the Georgia Tech football team. In 2007, they played Notre Dame. They were not expected to win, but they won 33-3. I believe they were motivated by Derek Moore, and I want to see if you'll get motivated tonight as well.
It has truly been an honor to know each and every one of you by name. And the privilege that I have is that I know you by name. I know your heart. I know what makes you cry.